The Pocahontas County Family Resource Network, during normal times, supports the community with a food bank and other assistance. But these are not normal times. They are being stretched to their limits by the virus emergency. You can help them help your neighbors in need.
All right, my name is Laura Young, and I'm the director of the Pocahontas County Family Resource Network.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Family Resource Network?
Yes, the Family Resource Network is a nonprofit, and we're a group of people from local community who care about children and families. We just try to make sure that families have what they need to educate, nurture, and protect their children.
I understand that, especially right now during this virus emergency, that you're providing help through the food bank to the community. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes, we operate the Harvest House Food Pantry, and normally this is a monthly food pantry that we offer to low-income customers. And we source the majority of our food from Mountaineer Bank Gasaway. And customers come in once a month, and we offer them a box of free food. What we're seeing now is that Mountaineer Food Bank doesn't have a lot of inventory on their website that we can order. And I believe that's happening probably because of the hoarding that's going on, and the merchants around the state don't have the merchandise to donate to Mountaineer Food Bank, so they in turn cannot offer it to us.
Is this causing problems for the food bank?
I'm afraid it's going to cause problems. We had plenty enough food to do the food bank last month, and our next food pantry is not until April 28th. We try to order our food all during the month. Normally what we do is give out about 12,000 pounds of food every month, and we serve about 450 customers, and we're seeing an increase to our customer base already with people who are being laid off from their jobs. They're calling for help right now. My greatest concern is that when April 28th comes here and I don't have that 12,000 pounds of food, then I'm not going to be able to serve all of our customers.
Are you having problem getting volunteers?
Because of this social distancing, we are really not able to utilize our volunteers in the capacity that we have in the past. They're not allowed to come in over these conditions. Most of them are at home on the stay-at-home order from Governor Justice, and they're just doing what they can just to social isolate. So for the most part, we are relying on our staff, which is considered essential staff, to help people with their requests. But our volunteer base, we're really suffering over that.
Laura, how can the community help you meet these increased needs?
This is not a normal situation for us. We could put out a call for people to drop canned food off to us, but because of the social distancing and the fact that people are just not supposed to be in the stores and out and about in the community, we have set up a coronavirus relief fund, and it's a bank account at Pendleton Community Bank. And what we would like for people to do is just simply write a check. You can take your check and go through the drive-through, and the tellers know exactly what account to put the money in. Or they could write a check to the Family Resource Network and mail it to Post Office Box 3 in Marlington, and I will take care of the deposit. If people take a can of food and they donate that can of food to me and it costs a dollar, that's great, and I am absolutely happy to accept that. But if they donate the dollar, I can take that dollar and maybe source 9 cans of food with that same money, which increases the product that I'm able to give out, and it also allows me to buy exactly what I need. We've set a goal to raise $10,000 by April 10th, and we're well on our way, but we still need some help with that. We have a campaign where we're doing some dialing for dollars, and we're calling people in the community that have helped us in the past. And we're doing some outreach to people who care about the FRN and care about their neighbors, and we feel like they'll take this opportunity to help. People are laid off from work, and they're having a hard time paying their utility bills or their rent. We have an application process that they can apply for some help also.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
It's just kind of a scary time for everybody, and we're just encouraging everyone to do their social distancing and try to stay home as much as they can and to give us a call if they need anything, and we'll do what we can for them.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.